Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Hand of God series is protection, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Ezra chapter 8 and verse 31. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go on to Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. The last day, we spoke about the hand of God as an instrument of deliverance. Today, another book in the Bible confirms it. That scripture says that the hand of God delivered Ezra and his fellow travelers from the hand of the enemy. The hand of God is a mighty deliverer. Today, however, I want to discuss another dimension of the workings of the hand of God. The New International Version of the Bible reads our anchor scripture a bit differently. It says, on the 12th day of the first month, we set out from the Ahava Canal to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and he protected us from enemies and bandits along the way. The hand of God not only delivers, it also protects. As the world becomes more and more dangerous, with stories of man's inhumanity to man and all sorts of killings and wickedness going on, the believer can rest in the knowledge that the hand of God can protect. It does not matter where you have to go or how dangerous where you live is. The hand of God has the ability to protect you from every evil. Between yesterday's episode and today's, we can see that if God in his infinite wisdom chooses not to protect you from some form of affliction, then you can be sure that his hand will deliver you from it. You are either protected or you are delivered. There should be no fear, because for us, it is a win-win situation. Recently, I heard a testimony of about 5 young Christian boys who were waylaid by Islamic terrorists. As they stood face to face with the guns that were to take their lives, the hand of God descended and the guns malfunctioned. The terrorists tried everything they could to no avail. They set the young boys free eventually and asked to be introduced to their God. My prayer for you this morning is that the hand of God will protect you and your loved ones from all evil. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Lord, today we pray that your hand may rest upon everyone listening. We pray for supernatural protection from evil. We pray that you will supernaturally protect and deliver your children. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.